Love your Bible. Let me figure out what scripture actually I'm on tonight. Amen. Turn to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation tonight. Chapter number 3. Revelation chapter number 3. Desire your prayers tonight as we give to you what it felt like. The Lord had pressed upon her heart. I can't preach tonight unless the Lord does that, so desire your prayers. And the more you pray, the more wood you put on the fire, the harder the fire burns. Let's bless the reading of the Scripture. Brother Tony Owens, would you bless it tonight? Yes, Lord. Amen and amen. Revelation chapter 3. Amen. Revelation chapter 3. Let's begin reading in verse number 14. Verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. May the good Lord add his blessings to the reading of the Scripture. You going to pray for the preacher?
Amen.
Desire your prayers. We have an introduction tonight. Amen. We have a big problem in our church today. And when I say church, I'm saying church in general. I'm talking about here and going home. I'm talking about, hey, it's in every church, but you say, what do you mean? It would be a different story if everybody in this church would have the zeal they ought to have for the Lord. But I believe a big problem we have in our churches today is we don't have the zeal or the enthusiasm for the things of God. Sometimes the things of God, amen, become complacent. If you're not careful, amen, the things of God have become complacent in your life and in my life. I don't care how long you've been saved. Don't care how holy you think you might be. Sometimes I think we actually yawn in the face of God. Anybody back the preacher?
Amen.
I'm talking about the enthusiasm, the zeal that we need. How many remember the day you got saved?
Amen.
There was some zeal there, wasn't there? I remember, amen, when you gave your heart and life to the Lord, amen, it seemed like that, it seemed like 1,000 pounds lifted off your head and off of your shoulders, and amen, you felt it joyful, amen, in the Lord. You know, here in the Word of God, there's three divisions in the book of Revelation, amen. Number one, there's the things that you've seen, and then number two, the things which are, and this, in other words, that's the church age, and then the third one is the things that shall be. Revelation contains messages to seven churches, the Bible says, and we're not going to take time to get into those seven churches. If we get into the book of Revelation, that'll be a study in each church, amen, in itself. But when I say it contains the messages to seven churches of Asia, of course, there's Ephesus, there's Smyrna, there's Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I personally believe that we're living in the Laodicean church age. Amen. These seven churches were literal churches. There, as I've already said, in Asia Minor. And they are also symbolic churches that have messages for us today. I believe each church has a message, amen, that is symbolic, amen, for me and you. Not going to take time to get there. I believe at the close of the church age, amen, I believe we see the rapture, amen, of the church. There in Revelation chapter 4. And do you realize that the rapture can happen any minute? I'm glad the rapture of the church, amen, the coming of Jesus, can take place at any time. But I believe these churches speak to us prophetically. Amen. And listen, I don't claim to be a great prophet. Amen. But listen, they show us what the church age is like. Amen. And what we're living in. If you'll read Timothy, you'll find how that we're living in perilous times. And then and not only that, they also speak to us practically. I believe, amen, that you can take and apply, amen, the life of these seven churches. You can take and apply those things practically in our everyday living, amen. There isn't a problem, I believe, that's faced by any church today that's not addressed, I believe, in one of those seven churches. You believe that? Sure. Amen. They speak to us powerfully. What do you mean by powerfully, preacher? Amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. Listen, I believe if we get into the book of Revelation, amen, it'd be a very, very interesting study. Amen. But I believe not only that, but it speaks to us personally. I believe God. How many of the Holy Spirit speak to you? Amen. Listen, the Holy Ghost, amen, the Holy Spirit's asking us, amen, if we're listening there in the last verse, amen, of chapter number 3. In Revelation chapter 1, we see the Lord Jesus pictured standing in the midst of seven golden candlesticks. Amen. And these golden candlesticks represent the church. Let me say amen. Sure. Amen. We'll get into that. Amen. If the Lord allows us to go there. And this tells us that Jesus is with us here today. How many believe that Jesus is in the midst of the church? I believe Jesus was in the midst of those churches, and I believe Jesus, amen, is in the midst of the church today, amen. But just by by introduction, amen, how do you keep your spiritual fires burning in your life? How do you keep, amen, that zeal, amen, that enthusiasm, amen, burning in your soul, amen? Number one tonight, amen, there's a curse of a lukewarm Christianity, amen. Here in Revelation chapter 3, amen, verse 15, amen, and 16, he says, I know thy work, so thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. The Greek word, they tell me, for the word spew, amen, is to vomit. Now, I don't mean to get gross on you tonight, but I tell you, there's a difference, amen. Listen, I'm going to give you, how many's ever vomited? How many's ever puked? Let's put it in country boy terms. Amen. How many's ever puked? How many likes puking? Have you ever smelt what you puked up? I'm talking about those chunks that comes up. Now some of you getting sick. I'm talking about sometimes, amen, it's so bad that it comes out your nose. How many's ever been there? You know what you're doing? You know what you're doing? You're sitting there and you're thinking, you're imagining how it smells. You're imagining how it feels. You're imagining all those chunks of food that's coming back up. And you know what you're doing right there? Some of you are about to get sick because you can't even stand to hear about it. And you know why? You know what? In reality, that's the way God feels about a Christian that is lukewarm. About a Christian that's neither hot nor cold. Amen. In other words, God is saying that there is a sin that nauseates him. There's a sin that makes him sick. And it's the sin that is probably the most prevailing sin in our modern churches today. And that's the sin of lukewarmness. Amen. Lukewarmness is the state of being a little too cold to be hot and a little too hot to be cold. In other words, it's too cold to boil and too hot to freeze. Everybody with me? The Lord here is not talking about the out-and-out sinner, or he's not talking to the atheist. He's not talking or speaking to those that are zealous and having a burning passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. He is speaking to those who are in between. He's speaking to the half-hearted Christian. He's speaking to that one. Hey, amen, as Ephraim said over there, I can't remember what book it is in, but he said Ephraim is a cake not turned. Hey, amen, meaning, hey, amen, it was a half-baked cake. Can I get a witness there? Hey, amen, I'm talking about, listen, how do you know if you're a lukewarm preacher? I'm talking about that half-hearted. Boy, we got a lot of half-hearted Christians today. I'm talking about, man, they think they do God a favor just to get to the house of God. Amen. They think, amen, well, as long as I say my prayers during the week, I'm all right. Or if I give God an hour, amen, on Sunday morning or hour on Sunday night, then I fulfill my duty as a Christian. Amen. I'm talking about half-heartedness. You know what it does? It makes God sick. It makes him nauseated. I've seen my wife sit there today, or my wife, I've seen my mom sit there today, amen, and I've seen her, amen, dry heave. I've seen her want to throw up, amen, and I'll be honest, amen, it's something I don't like to hear. But you know what? That's what God's doing, amen, when he sees a half-hearted Christian. Amen, you know what? He ain't smiling down upon you if you think you've done God a favor, amen, just because you made it back tonight. You know, if you're half-hearted, hey, by the way, hey, God's speaking to somebody knowing that if you're half in this thing or not. You know, amen, hey, when I say half-hearted, if it applies to you, amen, you know what you're doing? You make God sick. You put your name where you is, you make God sick. Amen? Listen, how do you know, amen, if you're lukewarm? I'll tell you how you know when you're lukewarm. Amen, when you feel indifferent about your personal holiness and your sanctification. You use the word sanctification, amen, around Free Will Baptist, and some of them get scared. Do you know you're supposed to be holy and set apart and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost? Well, if we are we? I'm talking about the passion of our hearts ought to be holiness. Hey, man, we ought to be, hey, it ought to exemplify being holy to the Lord. Listen, we won't tell an out lie, but we'll tell those little ones. We won't tell an out and out lie, but we'll give the half truth. Hey, man, we see someone who we don't like and say, "It's good to see you." It's easier to lie than you think it is. Got somebody, amen, has done you wrong, done you dirty, and you don't, hey, and you think, I ain't saying that you hate them, but you just rather not be around. Well, how are you doing today? Boy, it's so good to see you today. I'm talking about how do you know when you become, you're getting lukewarm, amen? Amen. Listen, we may not steal, but you don't pay your debts. Lord help us. We don't commit adultery, but we'll laugh at those filthy jokes. How do you know you're getting lukewarm, preacher? It's a lack of concern for serving others. I mean, do we pray and we weep over our Sunday school classes? Do we pray and we weep, amen, over that bus ministry? Do we pray and we weep over these ministries, amen, here at the Going Home Church? I mean, listen, our visitation, are we concerned for the unsaved in our churches? Are we concerned for the unsaved in our communities? I mean, we got people sitting at home tonight that don't go to church nowhere. Sometimes our spirit, hey, you know, you're getting lukewarm, preacher. Sometimes our singing is not spirit-filled. You remember me telling you when we sing in the choir, and that's not just in the choir, but I'm talking about congregational too. When we sing in the congregation, we stand up and we sing Victory in Jesus like we've done tonight. Hey, man, we need to stop and think what we're singing. If we'll start, hey, if you that are born again and are saved would have stopped and realized the words and focused your heart on praising God and singing Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. If you had had your mind totally on that, we'd have shouted it out. Amen. Including the preacher.
But you know what? Amen. Sometimes, amen, our mind, amen, listen, our singing is not spirit-filled. You can get up here and sing a song, but I like it when it's spirit-filled. I'm talking about singing it with gladness and urgency, amen, and feeling, amen. How many like to see somebody sing a song that they feel? Hallelujah. I mean, listen, a lack of real, hey, how do you know you're getting, lukewarm preacher, a lack of real hunger for the Word of God and the Scripture. How often, amen, we often believe the Bible is in general, but we don't believe it, amen, with everything in us, amen. Most Christians have never read their Bible through. I'm not going to put you on the spot. Most Christians have never read their Bible through, but boy, you'll watch a whole series of a program on TV. You don't read the Bible. You ain't never read the Bible through, but man, you first thing you pick up, amen, when you wake up in the morning is that phone or that tablet to check that Facebook. Are you with me, church? Amen. Hey, by the way, how's your Bible reading? We don't spend time in the Word of God. Amen. That's how you can tell you're starting getting lukewarm. We don't love the Word of God. We don't love the Word of God. If you love the Word of God, you'd be in the Word of God. Do you know the devil will do everything he can to keep you out of the Word of God? Preacher, if you read it through, thank God I'm still up to date, I think. Amen. As far as I know, I'm up to date. Amen. You said, but preacher, have you understood everything about it? No, I haven't. Amen. Thank the Lord. But you know what the Bible teaches us? Amen. That it's health and it's marrow. Can I get a witness there? Sure. Amen. Listen, how do you know you're getting lukewarm? Our prior time is not a priority. When's the last time we missed a meal to pray? When's the last time we missed a meal, amen, to pray and to say, preacher, I work during the day. You miss a meal and pray through your job. Amen. I mean, when's the last time we fasted and prayed for a day? I mean, listen, there's only some things that comes by prayer and fasting. The devil would rather keep us out. Amen. Keep, glory to God. Now, you should listen to what I'm going to say. The devil would rather us keep our buildings, our programs, our classes, and our ministry as long as we leave out the power of Almighty God that comes through earnest and persistent and fervent prayer. Amen. Amen. You know what we need to do? We need to learn how to pray. How many's ever heard people, amen, through life that, man, just blessed your heart when they prayed? Oh, boy, Alan Friedell. I remember Tony Owens' his dad, and I'm going to just give roses while they're living. I'd like to hear Brother Tony pray now. Amen. Blesses my heart. But boy, you ought to hear his daddy pray. You ought to heard, amen, his daddy, amen, say amen, hallelujah, in the house of God. Why? Because he is agreeing with what the man of God was preaching. Hallelujah. Hey, Brother Adam, say amen. Hallelujah. Praise it. Brother Lloyd, say amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey, you know what? If you want to encourage your preacher and preach him to death, amen, just start agreeing with, nowhere agree with what I say, but agree with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that sounded good. Praise the Lord. Take up the slack for Brother Rex. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do it double time. Praise the Lord. What are you saying? I'm talking about how you know that you're becoming lukewarm. I hope God's speaking to somebody. Amen. Prayer time's not a priority. Amen. Anymore. We need to learn to pray. Amen. How do you know becoming lukewarm? Reluctant to sacrifice. There's many Christians, amen, that are too embarrassed to carry their Bibles to work. I'll say that again. A lot of Christians, amen, are reluctant to sacrifice to carry the Word of God to work. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ain't saying that you have to carry it to work. You know, the only Bible that some people read is the Bible they read in your life. Amen. You shouldn't be ashamed of that precious book that you hold in your hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I'll say this again. You've heard me preach it before. Some are ashamed, amen, of the Lord. Amen. Won't even bow their heads and give thanks, amen, in public for their meal. You know why? You're lukewarm. You're ashamed. You're lukewarm. You're ashamed to even bow your head. Well, none of my other people, well, none of my other friends or none of the other people I work with, they do it, preacher. It don't make no difference. prominent business owner sitting down with me in a restaurant, owned a restaurant. He thought, man, my food come, devil popped on my shoulder, and he said, "Don't. What are you going to do now? You just going to eat?" I mean, there sat my food, and he's talking away. And I thought, you ain't going to keep me, amen, from honoring God and blessing my food. Amen. So you know what the devil's doing? He is about beating me. I mean, he'll say, "Man, don't do that. Just go ahead. God understands. He'll tell you all that." You know what I done? I interrupted, and I said, "Excuse me, but I'm going to say my blessing." Amen. 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 You say, "Oh, preacher, what did he think about you then?" I didn't care what he thought about me then. Amen. As long as I, by the way, I believe there's some things we've eaten before that if we hadn't blessed it. You think about that. How many times God's protected us and we didn't know he protected us just because we took time and said, "God bless this food." Amen. That, thank God we didn't get E. coli and we could have. Didn't get salmonella and we could have. Are you with the church? It could be worse than that. Hallelujah. Hey, thank the Lord. So we're looked at the sacrifice. Amen. We pray without fasting. We give without sacrifice. We witness without tears. Amen. Is it any wonder we sow without reaping? Is it any wonder we sow without reaping? Most of our giving never changes our lifestyles. I mean, man alive. I mean, listen, do you honor God with a, not just your tenth, amen, but do you honor God, amen, with an offering? Do you know what a blessing it is, amen, to these group of singers, amen, that we had booked that was supposed to come and spend the whole week and or half the week with us in camp meeting? And I told the board, I said, "Listen, I think we need to go ahead and give them what we had paid them." Amen. You say, "Why, preacher?" Because you'd never know, amen, what that meant to them, amen, and just an up. Well, how, you can't outgive God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll shout, praise God. I mean, I've seen God work. Hallelujah. Seen God work. Hey, down through time. And amen. Since I was a little boy. Amen. Why? Because people obeyed God in their giving. Amen. No wonder we sow without reaping. Amen. Why? What are some signs that we're lukewarm? It's a lack of passion for soul winning. Amen. How do you know you're lukewarm? That lack of passion for getting out there. Amen. Do we have passion for the lost? Amen. By the way, this bus ministry gets back up, they're going to need some help. Oh, no, preacher, we don't need a lot of people coming in here. Well, I got news for you. If God's sending people to this church, I ain't turning nobody away. Amen. Everybody with the pastor? Now, if you choose to stay home, amen, that's between you and the Lord. Amen, and I understand if you're trying not to get sick, but I'm going to tell you, this pastor, that's just like an altar call. I'm not giving an altar call. Amen. I like that good English. I'm not giving an altar call. Some way I know how to put it. Praise the Lord. Why? Because that's detrimental, amen, to somebody's salvation, amen, and to maybe, amen, to your, amen, the spiritual welfare. I mean, a lack of, hey, do we have the passion for the lost? Amen. Do we believe that our next door neighbor without Jesus is going to hell? Hey, do we believe that our family and our friend and our next door neighbor, amen, our husband, our wife, our sons, our daughters, amen, that they're going to hell without the Lord? Do we believe that? It's our responsibility, amen, and our privilege to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Had a lady, had an opportunity today, that little old masket I wear, amen, it says I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross, amen. Hey, had a lady say, during dinner today, say, "I liked your mask." Well, that sparked it. Amen. She came cleaning tables, and I had an opportunity to witness to her. I had an opportunity to ask her if she was born again. Was she saved? Amen. She says she was, and had an opportunity to invite her to the house of the Lord. Amen. There's nothing like telling somebody, "Hey, no, you're getting lukewarm, preacher." What's the harm of lukewarmness? Lukewarm Christians are the alibi of sinners. Did anybody get that one? Lukewarm Christians, amen, are the alibi of sinners. In other words, amen, that's the cover and that's their shield, amen. Hey, lukewarm Christians. They look at people all over the workplace that claim to go, amen, to church, claim to live right, claim to be holy and righteous, amen. And they hear those old nasty jokes, and they hear those four-letter words come out of their mouth, and they're talking about their brother, and they're talking about their sister, amen, and they're down in the church. Can I get a witness there? I want to say it again, amen. Listen, lukewarm Christians are the alibi of sinners. Jesus had rather us be on the wrong side of the fence than sitting on the fence. Did you hear that? He had rather us be on the wrong side of the fence. How many understand that? Than to be on the fence. Why do you, you say, I don't understand that. He said, you'd rather you be hot or cold. In other words, I'd rather you be saved or lost than to sit on that fence and be lukewarm. Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus, hey, listen, lukewarmness sets us up for other sins in our lives. The lukewarm Christian is a sitting duck for the devil. Did you know that? Lukewarm Christians are sitting ducks for the devil. Yeah, buddy. Secondly, let me say the cause of lukewarm Christianity. You'll find it in verse number 17, amen, of chapter 3. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Their indifference was caused by their ignorance of their own need. They didn't know what their need was. Think about that, amen. The lukewarm Christian, amen, is generally the last one to know that he's lukewarm. Till the Holy Ghost, amen, speaks to his heart and really gets his attention. Listen, there are none so blind as those who refuse to see. Are you with me, church? Amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. I counsel thee, amen, to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Listen, Laodicea was famous for three things, they tell me. I looked up a little bit today. Laodicea was famous for about three things. It's wool. And Wikipedia said it for its black wool. And then, in other words, it was on a trade route also, and that was to their advantage. Amen. They even had wealth in gold. Amen. They even minted their own coins. What Wikipedia had said and how that they had gold. Listen, one stated, now I don't know how true this is, but I want to give you a thought. One said, amen, it was a medical center that treated blindness. Now I don't know how true that was. Amen, I don't know. But let me say, God, the Holy Ghost, amen, is telling them, amen, in spite of their wool, in spite of their wealth, and if it was a place, a medical institution, but in spite of their medicine, amen, they needed a holy fire. Amen. In spite of all those things, the Lord said many wonderful things about, amen, the church at Ephesus, amen. But however, they had left their first love. I think that's what's happened. The love of the enthusiasm, the love, amen. First love doesn't count the cost, amen. What I'm saying is losing that first love. Listen, they still love the Lord, but there was a time, amen, when they loved Him more. Listen, we can become lukewarm when we assume we're all right and begin cooling down. Mm-hmm. Amen, when we assume we're all right. This church, man, they didn't think they had a need of nothing. That's where a lot of our churches has got today. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the way a lot of people's gone today. At the cause of lukewarmness. Amen. Then let's look at the cure for lukewarmness. Amen. In Revelation 3:18, I've read it to you. Amen. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. I'm not going to read the rest of it. Listen, they needed the gold of God's glory is what they needed. amen, gold that had been through the fire. Amen. To know how rich you are, add up everything. If you want to know how rich you are, you add up everything you have that money cannot buy and death cannot take away. Yeah, buddy. I'll say it one more time for you that didn't quite grasp that. To know how rich you are, add up everything you have that money cannot buy and death cannot take away. They needed the garments of God's righteousness. Amen. They thought they were clothed. They assumed they were all right. Hey, listen, that white raiment speaks of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. There in the Word of God, they thought they could see, but the natural man cannot receive the things of the spiritual. Can I get a witness there? Angie, could you come to the piano? Did you get your phone call? In closing tonight, let me say this. Amen. Let's look at verse number 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. You know what we need some in our churches today? God's blessing our church. But we need some more zeal. We need some more zeal in our church. Man, I've said a lot tonight. Hey, man, how are we praying for every aspect and ministry of our church? Do you really believe Jesus could come tonight? Do you really believe Jesus could come before we meet on Wednesday? You listen to this, preacher. Lukewarmness is a horrible sin. And I believe we've all been there. I believe every Christian, amen, that's been saved about any time at all has got to a point in their life, amen, that they've made God sick. But aren't you glad God's a merciful God? And God's a forgiving God, amen? The greatest commandment is to love God with all our heart. To love God with all our heart. And in contrast to that, the greatest sin would be not to love God with all our heart. Amen. Listen, if you do not love God with all your heart and willing to repent, are you really? If you don't love God with all your heart, you're not willing to go to the altar and repent of your sin. I'll be honest with you. We've all messed up this week. I'll have to say that. We all have. When I say that, I ain't saying that you sin willfully. Amen. But there's something. Amen. If the Bible says if you know to do good and do it not, it's a sin. So we've all messed up somehow this week. Amen. But there's one thing about it. If I happen to sin, not meaning to, but all of a sudden I said maybe a word came out of my mouth, or maybe I looked at something I wasn't supposed to look at. And I'll tell you what, it don't take. If I do that of a morning, it don't take of a night for God to say, hey, boy. It don't take an hour from then, amen. It don't take 5 minutes from then. It don't take 3 seconds from then that the Holy Spirit will look down and say, hey, that's wrong. You're not right. That's a sin. And you know what? It don't take me till the evening to repent of it either. It don't take me, amen, an hour later to repent of it. It don't take me, amen, 15 minutes later. It don't take me hardly 5 seconds later till I say, God, I'm sorry. You know what that is? Thank God for the good conviction of the Holy Ghost of God. Let me thank God for conviction. Lukewarmness is a horrible sin. But I'm going to say tonight how to keep your spiritual fire burning. Keep that lukewarmness away. You either hot or cold. Maybe you need to come to the altar tonight and say, God, restore that enthusiasm. Restore that zeal. God, help me, Lord, amen, to keep that fire burning. That I felt in the last previous services. God, help that stir in my soul and my heart. Not just, you'd want to pray that, amen, to benefit you. Amen, but pray it, first of all, to benefit you, but then it'll benefit the house of God. Amen. In the local body. Let's all stand our feet, every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around. That's the message that God's laid upon my heart. I'll be honest, I'm going to turn around, take off this earpiece, and I'm going to pray myself. But how many, amen, have come to this altar and say, God, restore the zeal, restore the enthusiasm. Lord, stir up that gift, as Brother Adam read one time and got me to study. Stir up that gift, God. And it'll help you this week. It'll help your family. And I'll tell you what, it'll help this church. Do it for you and then do it for the church.